Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. We're talking cattle on feed with Daryl Peel in just a moment.
Once a calf leaves the home place, they're sent off into the real world, where they'll face the real elements. Alone, exposed, vulnerable to chilling winds and angry skies. It's where all kinds of hungry respiratory viruses, monstrous bacteria, and dangerous predators lurk. So you'd better make sure they're protected. Enter Pyramid 5 plus Pre-Sponse SQ. Pyramid 5 plus Pre-Sponse SQ provides broad protection against key respiratory enemies, and it is specifically labeled to protect against the most common type of BVDV in the country, type 1B. Because when the real world is relentless, you'd better have relentless respiratory protection to match. Visit PyramidVaccines.com and talk to your veterinarian about Pyramid 5 plus Pre-Sponse SQ today.
Latest cattle on feed numbers released this last Friday afternoon by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Helping us dissect the numbers today is Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel. Daryl, first of all, give us a rundown on the actual numbers.
Well, the September cattle on feed report showed that placements in August were up about 7.4% year over year. Marketings were just about even with a year ago, just up fractionally above 100% or even with a year ago. And that leads to a September 1 on-feed total that's 5.9% larger than this time last year.
Sounds like those numbers may be just a little bit bigger than what we were expecting.
You know, as far as the average pre-report, the placement number's a little bigger. However, there were several analysts in the group of analysts that submitted pre-report estimates that were that big. So I think, I wouldn't say this is a surprise, certainly to everyone, but it may be interpreted somewhat as a somewhat bearish placement number relative to expectations.
As you take a look at the numbers overall, what are your thoughts?
Well, it's a continuation of the trend we've seen. Again, there's more cattle out there. We know there's more feeder cattle in the pipeline. They're going to continue to come through the system. You know, we are slowly, and I think fairly slowly, building these feedlot inventories. Now we're up a little over 5%, almost 6%, I guess, year over year. But you'll remember back in the early part of the year, January, February, we were as high as 8%. Up year over year, and we pulled that down there for several months, and now we're rebuilding it again. So I guess my point is that, yes, there are more cattle in the feedlots. There's more cattle being placed in feedlots, but at the same time, we're moving these cattle through the system. I don't think we're getting, backed up in any serious way. I don't think feedlots are not current to the detriment of the market in any way. So we're just dealing with large numbers of animals, and that's going to continue for several more months.
As you take a look at the weight breakdown, anything really jump out at you?
Well, if you look at the weight breakdown, about 85% of the increase in placements on a year-over-year basis is in cattle under 700 pounds. So, and that was kind of true last month as well. And so feedlots continue to place these lighter-weight cattle. I think that's really a testament to the low and attractive cost of gain that feedlots have right now. They're willing to feed these cattle longer. So they're stepping out there and placing these cattle younger and knowing that they're going to be on feed, and it's a way for them to keep their feedlots full and keep that feed mill humming.
So, as you take a look at this report in the big context of where we've been, thus far here in 2018, what are your takeaways?
Well, again, I think we're, I guess I would have to say that as an industry, I think we're doing a pretty good job of managing larger numbers. Certainly there are supply challenges that come with the kind of herd expansion that we've had for the last several years that leads to this situation in terms of the number of feeder cattle that are going to go through feedlots. I think we're handling that pretty well. There's a number of things you can do to make it worse, and really the best thing you can do to make it as good as it can be is to move them on through the system. And as I mentioned, we've already done that pretty well. By placing these cattle a little bit lighter, one of the things that will happen is they will finish at somewhat lighter weights, and that helps keep the weight side of this thing in check. So if you look at slaughter, slaughter's up about 3% for the year to date. But carcass weights for steers in particular are holding very even with year-ago levels at this time. They're up slightly for the year because they were a little bigger earlier in the year. Heifers are a little bit heavier than that. But overall, carcass weights are really indicating that we're showing a little discipline here, again, in moving these cattle through the system, not overfeeding them to excessive weights. And that's helped, sort of moderate the supply pressure that comes from the total amount of beef tonnage that we're putting on the market.
I guess that carcass weight number is really important in that it does give us an indication that we're keeping the pipeline flowing.
It really does. And, of course, this time of the year we're moving towards a seasonal peak in those carcass weights. So they are going up, but they always go up this time of the year. And the real question is, are they going up more or less than last year? This most recent week's data, which is really from 2 weeks ago in terms of when we get the slaughter data, showed that steer carcass weights were exactly the same weight as the same week a year ago. Heifer carcass weights are like 3 pounds heavier. So that's not too bad, given that we were down significantly last year. We're still down over the last couple of years with these carcass weights, and that is helping to moderate things.
Extension livestock market economist out of Oklahoma State University, Dr. Darrell Peel, helping us review these latest cattle on feed numbers. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.